Yeah, you've got the Big Bear on here. The Big Bear Ranch. This is our episode number 2, all right? This show, we're going to be talking about 4 topics here. Holiday shopping, fat people, Biggie size, food options you can get when you're out ordering in these fast food joints, and also everyday movie stars, all right? The first thing is the holiday shopping. I don't know about you, but I have to prepare myself for this holiday season coming on with these nitwits out there that are shopping. You know, they don't know what they want to do when they're in the malls walking around. It's a real a travesty that you have to walk behind these people. They don't know what the hell's going on. They're all fucked up. It's unbelievable. You know, they look, show you these in the stores. They show you the price tag has been dropped for a sale. Let's be honest, all right? The prices were dropped. I don't honestly think these retail stores are losing anything on these options that they're selling at these prices. So it's a real joke. And number one, if we won't even be able to afford to get around, the gas prices don't go down. Anyway, to shop for these Christmas items. As far as I'm concerned, Christmas is a real pain in the ass anyway. You know, I'd rather don't buy anything for anybody and buy something that I want for myself, because half the crap you get from people you don't even fucking want. Let's be honest, half the shit is crap, and you can't wait to put it in the attic, and maybe next year you can give it away to somebody else for a Christmas gift because you didn't want the fucking thing. So, to me, this holiday season is not to be a humbug or anything, but half the crap you get isn't what you really want. You get a shirt, the colors fucking suck. Yeah, it's nothing that you want. And most of the time you have to sit there and smile, and everybody looks at you like it's an award presentation when you receive these Christmas presents. So it's... I don't know, I just got to get myself prepared for this holiday season, like I say, not to be anti-Christmas or anything, but to me it's just big business, you know, just pushing another holiday down our goddamn throat. And, you know, I don't know, I think Hallmark is behind this shit somehow anyway. You know, it's Hallmark pushing all these Christmas. You notice the prices on Christmas cards and cards in general? I mean, you need a second job to pay for the fucking cards that you get, you know, and you have to hand out to people. You know, and I bought a card the other day. It cost me like $3.50 for a card. I mean, for $3.50, you know, it should be, it should be some sort of a gift that goes along with it. I mean, it's a real joke that we pay this kind of money for these cards. This Hallmark is really slamming it up our ass. They understand that you've got to give out anniversary cards and birthday cards. And if you just take a look at the price of the cards, you know, you can go to your shopping center and pay $1.50 for a card and go to Hallmark because it's a Hallmark card and it's a classy thing to do. You're going out buying a $3 card. It's the same thing, but it's got Hallmark on it, you know, which is a bunch of bullshit. In my travels of walking around, I've noticed that, I don't know about you, you start looking at some of these people that are walking around, you know, it must be like 2 sets of mirrors that these people have. You know, the mirrors that we have and the mirrors that they have, don't they understand that they're fat asses and that they've got to lose weight? I mean, you know, they go and they dress real sharp and they've got all these fancy clothes on and, you know, lose some weight and you goddamn... ass, you know, and it amazes me. It's not bad enough when they're coming at you. It's bad enough when you have to walk behind them. And don't tell me anybody, none of you out there, don't look at somebody's ass and notice that's a fat son of a bitch, all right? You know, and then they give you, you know, when you talk to people, everybody's got the same crap. It's a hormone problem. Look, this ain't no goddamn hormone problem. It's a refrigerator door problem, all right? They'll put a lock or a chain around a goddamn refrigerator. The fat asses. Okay, are eating and gorging themselves with food. I saw someone the other day that was at a fast food place, and they were eating salad. You know, they went in for the salad order, and then you can go back up for as much as you want. Well, let me tell you something. I saw this fat ass going up three times, at least three to four times for salad. The quantity that a rhinoceros couldn't eat, you know, and then they wonder why they're fat. Well, the why they're fat is because they can't keep their mouth shut and understand that what goes in is calories. They don't seem to understand that, and then they want everybody to feel sorry for them. You want to get yourself in shape, work out, and watch what you eat. All right, and then you don't have to worry about guys like me calling you fat asses, all right, because I don't feel sorry for you. You created the problem. Now you live with it. To me, I think that's it. Now, you also, when you go out to these fast food places, if you ever noticed they're not helping the situation either. Everything now, you can get a biggie size order. You know, we don't need biggie size orders. In the United States, we eat a quantity of food that is so absurd compared to the rest of the world, and you wonder why obesity is a problem. You know, leave the biggie fries and the biggie drink off the order. We don't need all that kind of stuff, and that's the problem that I think we have, that our quantities of food in the biggie orders have taken over our eating lifestyle. That we feel compelled that we're eating like we're going to the electric chair. So it amazes me with these people that eat to the quantity of food, and then they expect all of us to feel sorry for them because they've gained all this weight. You be in control of your weight. And watch for the calories going in, and you might not be the fat ass walking down the road that guys like me are talking about. Also, another thing that bugs me is, and I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, are the everyday movie stars, I say, that are walking around. They're like movie stars without a movie. They're all dressed up, nowhere to go, and usually they got an ugly-looking son of a bitch. A guy standing next to him. I don't know what that's all about, but this really rubs me. It gets me the wrong way. The guy. I remember one time my wife said to me, "Well, maybe the guy has a great personality. He better have a great personality. I mean, look at him. He's an ugly-looking son of a bitch." These movie stars and these sometimes just get back to the fat asses because those are the ones that crack me up. They went and get their hair done, got the real long nails. You know, save your money, okay? Because you're not impressing the hell out of me or anybody else when you've got your hair all poofed out and your hair dyed and you're a load ass. You can't even fit in the chair when you go and sit down. And your nails are all look like you're going to the circus. You know, stop and save your money because let me tell you something. You're looking like a goddamn clown walking around. So, this is my own opinion. This is what I think. Maybe a lot of people might notice that. They don't say anything. But, in America, obesity has become a problem. And then we've got these movie stars that walk around that really think there's something. They probably don't have two nickels to rub together. Or like I always say, you know, big hat, no cattle, you know. And, they've spent all this money on your hair, and then you've got the fat asses. Those are the ones that really get me, that are out there and they wearing these tight pants. They should be wearing tents. Not tight pants. So I don't know. It just drives me absolutely bonkers. You know, when I see stuff like this, and like I say, there's got to be two sets of mirrors in this world. The one I've noticed what I look at with the faults in myself, and the ones that they look at, and they look like princesses or kings, these fat ass. You know, so, I don't know. It's, like I say, I like to rant. I like to say it the way it is. And know, Thanksgiving's coming. I want to wish everybody a nice Thanksgiving, even the fat asses out there and the movie stars. Have a nice Thanksgiving. And when I'm shopping for around the holidays and stuff, do me a favor. You know, go in the slow lane. Stay in the right-hand side. All right, so guys like myself can get on by when we're walking through the mall. And you aren't over there taking up all of the thoroughfare. All right? Thanks for listening, and talk to you again. This is episode number 2 of the Big Bear Rant.